WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Henry Jaglom is like a one-man film studio. He writes, directs, produces, casts, and even distributes all his own movies. Movies like Can She Bake a Cherry Pie, Someone to Love, and New Year's Day. Stephen Schiff has a review of Jaglom's new movie, Eating.
There's a strange condescension in Henry Jaglom's love of women. Look at them, he seems to say. They're so beautiful, so seductive, so smart and funny and sage. And yet the poor, deluded little creatures are doomed to eternal triviality because all they want to talk or think about is food. Well, he has a point. Women are more obsessed with food and its effects than men. And yes, guys, it's largely our fault. But having hit upon that not-too-subtle truth, Jaglom doesn't have the slightest idea what to do with it. In Eating, he gathers dozens of trendy-looking women, most of them white, attractive, well-to-do actresses, and sets them up in a house for an all-day, all-female birthday party. The dialogue is largely improvised, and Jaglom tries to distract you from how boring most of it is by whip-cutting between one speaker and another, breaking up the talk so that some of it sounds pithy and catchy and epigrammatic. There's almost no plot, and what there is stunningly unconvincing, but every now and then one of the women hits on something juicy.
I mean, this is like Mozart.
That's a lot of carbohydrates. Mozart.
Yeah, I think food is like music. You know, Beethoven is beef. Stravinsky, salad. You know, mixed salad with pickles. Vivaldi's fruit. Fruit salad. A bowl of
<What's>
fruit.
That's Tchaikovsky.
Mozart?
That's tragic.
That's amusing enough, but unfortunately it stands high on Jaglom's list of insights. His movie pretends to a universality it doesn't have. His women are overwhelmingly obsessive and overwhelmingly Southern Californian. They're caricatures posing as documentary subjects. Jaglom's camera almost quivers with pleasure whenever they sound really neurotic. For him, neurosis is truth, and you sometimes have the appalling feeling that his characters, I almost said patients, are confessing to twisted feelings they don't even have just because it seems to give their director so much pleasure. Still, no matter how much these people define and redefine what food means to them, they never get below the surface. The cult of the body in this culture has made food seem a forbidden pleasure to these women, like a drug. Eating is their vice, their high, their addiction. And like any addictive substance, food drives a hard bargain. It offers comfort, but you pay in self-destruction. Eventually, you can glean all that from this movie, but it's unnecessarily hard work, because Jaglom has done nothing to direct all the talk or push it further. The women say things like, "The safest sex you can have is eating," or "I have trouble eating with somebody I like," or "Food is the only thing I can count on for unconditional love." But after a while, it all sounds hopelessly redundant. Jaglom doesn't know how to dramatize anything. His bulimics are bulimic for the sake of discussion. His jilted wives are jilted so they can turn to eating, and then we can hear more talk about that. It's such a waste. Jaglom has touched upon a fascinating subject and assembled an appealing cast. And then, instead of making a movie, he stages a seminar.
Film critic Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.